Welcome to the worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Coming up...
It's just easier to do it in your pants.
Let's talk about misery.
Are you married to my wife?
If you'd like to make a complaint about this speech you've just heard, please don't.
Let's begin.
I got told off in public.
Did you?
Yesterday.
It's about time, isn't it?
By my wife.
Oh, your wife?
Yeah,
she
my
told
wife
you off.
Told me off. She said,
love to have seen that.
She said that I got very angry.
You got angry?
I got angry.
In public?
In public.
Well, that's not like you.
It's not like me, is it? So, we went furniture shopping yesterday.
Right.
I went to have a look at a sofa, a new couch.
Okay.
And we walked into the shop. Not going to tell you which shop.
No.
But, I mean, this happens in this country all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Best price, sir?
Nearly.
Oh?
Nearly.
Okay.
So, we look at this sofa, and this sofa, it comes in pieces, right? There's like a middle piece, a corner piece, and another piece. And the pieces are priced individually.
What?
Which is fair. No, they're priced individually,
oh,
so you can
I
buy
see
little individual
okay
pieces
so
and then
I was
stick them together.
About Lego, but no, okay.
It's not a Lego
it's different
sofa.
It's parts of the sofa and you add them up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You okay add them up. So we sit down on this sofa and it's really nice. And the sales guy is lovely.
Yeah.
He's lovely. He comes over, tells us
right
when he can deliver it.
I don't care. I need to get to where you got angry.
And he tells us the colours it comes in and we're sitting there and you know, how it pieces together and stuff like this. So I go, okay, how much?
Yeah.
And then he looks at the tag and then he looks at all the different tags.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, so I got so angry after he said this.
Yeah.
Any idea what he said?
Half price.
Nearly. He said, and the first words that
double
came
out, double price.
No. He said, well, after the discount, sir, it... And I went, stop! After the discount?
Yeah.
I went, you cannot give me...
But everyone says that.
I know, this is what I'm saying!
You go there anywhere.
Mate, I lost it.
What? I'm sorry.
This poor guy's looking at me.
What did you lose about?
I went, stop!
Yeah.
I said, you cannot say after the discount before you've given me a price.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, okay, we'll give you a discount. You
cannot
give me the first price and say, after the discount, sir, it comes to this.
Do you ever get that when people say, sir, I'll give you a discount because I like your face?
The minute you walk in the store.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, I give you a discount. How?
How long have you lived here for now?
I know, but it annoys me every single time. Wake me
up. Just like a really bad compilation album.
DJ.
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show.
Obesity experts.
Oh, no.
They say that children should get an hour of exercise every day.
Yeah, well, they should do, just being children.
The bad news for children is...
What's that?
The list of approved exercises does not include running your mouth.
Get to your room and do your exercises.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. I woke up this morning. Do you know what's funny? No, us neither.
That's exactly how I feel.
I'm going to ask you a question now where I already know what the answer is.
Okay.
Do you look at your phone in bed before you go to
sleep?
Yes,
I do.
Of course you do.
I wish I didn't. And I know that it's going to affect my sleep, and I think it probably does.
Do you ever post on social media before you sleep?
No, I've never do that.
You're tucked up in bed and go, oh, I'm going to post this.
No, I don't.
Posting on social media shortly before bed, that really has an impact on your sleep. That's what they're saying.
Can I give you my theory on why that is? Is it because you post something on social media, then there's your brain straight away thinking, has somebody replied to that?
Well, there you go. That's exactly it is.
I thought so.
If you post on social media within an hour of your bedtime, you're nearly twice as likely to stay awake.
That's because you're thinking
You're thinking about likes and comments. It causes adrenaline that blocks the sleep hormones.
That's why you never sleep at night.
Well, that's why I never sleep.
Because you always post on social media.
Because I do that. I'll turn off the lights and I go, I wonder if someone's liked my thing yet.
I'll just post a picture of me in bed.
Has someone seen my story yet?
Ooh, has Ehab seen it yet?
Has Ehab? He's always one of the people. I go, has Ehab seen this?
Yeah.
I hope he has.
He's constantly on social media.
He is.
Constantly.
I don't think he does it.
He doesn't do anything else.
He doesn't do
That's
anything
else.
That's
our CEO. That's the boss of this radio station we're talking about, who is like constantly checking social media and checking Johnny's stories. In fact, sometimes he sends me screenshots of Johnny's stories.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? I'm disgraceful. Like, no, I haven't. I've blocked Johnny. I did that ages ago.
Oh, come on.
Wake up.
This is the best of the High FM morning show. No, not really. We don't have any best bits.
Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
A lot of people are talking about things that were normal 20 to 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like before we were born. But are considered a luxury now.
Okay.
And I've got some highlights here that I printed out, right?
Yeah.
New furniture made out of real wood.
What?
New furniture made out of real wood. Now what? It's all MDF.
Oh.
Isn't it? So a nice bit of real wood.
Right.
Although you might have to go back longer than 30 years.
I think so.
For that, really.
I thought you were talking about a sofa set in your living room. Oh, this lovely comfy sofa made out of wood.
Actually owning any software that you bought. Remember that? You could actually own it.
You
didn't have to sign up on a year.
Buy it and
you'd have
a big box and there'd be like an installation CD.
Yeah.
And okay, I'm going to stop talking now because I'm feeling old.
Good quality fabric in clothing, like your Richard James jacket.
Well, I've owned that jacket for about 4 years, so I don't think that's a 20-year-old thing. If you are willing to pay, you'll get some good fabrics.
Leg room on an aeroplane.
Was that a thing once? Well,
yeah.
If you fly business, you're fine.
Yeah, Johnny, sorry. What?
I've got plenty of leg room. I've got the whole plane to myself.
Privacy is another one. Oh. Like being able to let loose and have a good time.
We've got privacy.
No.
We've got privacy every weekday between 6 and 10.
There's no audience. There's no one listening.
There's no one there.
We've got that. Calling a company and getting a real person on the other end of the phone. Remember that? You could just dial a number. Well, people would answer and go, hello.
I called my bank yesterday and they picked up.
Yeah, because you're private, aren't you? You've got a direct line to
I've
your
got
bank
a special
manager.
Number.
In fact, when the bank manager sees you calling, drops everything else. It's Johnny! It's Johnny Borrows on the phone.
He came right over to my house. Right. So what can I do for you? Turn it on.
In the morning. Woo! Wake up with Robin and Johnny
on High FM.
A 12-year-old boy has just graduated from college with 5 degrees.
5 degrees?
5 degrees, and he's 12 years old.
That's incredible.
Now, well, I feel like I could have done that too.
Really?
If I'd never put that cursed Cindy Crawford poster over my bed.
Time to wake up.
The worst of Robin Banks and Johnny Burroughs. Because they don't have any good bits.
Can we go?
Sorry, I'm just down here for a second. I'm doing my shoelaces.
Why?
I'm taking my shoes off. You know that I don't like to have my shoes on. I'm one of these...
He thinks it's his own house.
Sock people. It's just my feet get really hot.
No, you're just...
No, don't tell me no.
It's just precious.
They walk about really hot.
And you've infected Rachel Chu with it. She walks around the office without any shoes on.
So does Lee Zhu as well.
Really?
The head engineer, he walks around without any shoes on as well. It's just a thing, mate. I'm just freer. I feel freer.
Let's talk about misery.
Are you married to my wife? Morning, Debs. I love you so much.
Switzerland is officially the least miserable country in the world.
Oh,
this is according to the annual Misery Index.
That's because you don't live there.
Which ranks 160 countries on factors like unemployment figures, inflation, bank lending, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, right.
Zimbabwe is the most miserable country.
Is it? Wow.
Now your home country of Ireland.
Yes. Hello.
That's at number 3.
How are ya?
So very good. You're doing well. You're not too miserable.
Doing well.
The UK a little lower at 29.
Yeah. Wouldn't like to be back in the UK now.
Now, the Gulf in general does pretty well.
Yeah.
Four countries in the top 20. Oman is number 11. In the misery index.
Hang on, just...
It's not happiness, because it's always Finland that's rated as the most happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the least miserable.
So
it's pessimistic number 11, happiness.
So number 11 in the least miserable.
Yes.
Okay, right.
Correct.
I've got that.
And imagine how much higher up the list Oman would be if this radio show didn't exist.
It'd be number one. It really would.
Wake up!
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High.
It's just me. Johnny's got problems coming in the door. Oh, wow. What's up? There you go. Just use your pass.
What does that mean? Not
suddenly you changed it all.
It's a way to get rid of you. Suddenly your pass doesn't work. That happened to me at a radio station once.
Yeah.
My pass didn't work.
It was here. But you forced your way through.
He had tried his best.
Let's talk about the cinema.
I've not been to the cinema for 20, 30 years.
You're going to change it for this movie, aren't
I'm
you?
Not.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not.
Are. Because
no.
The excitement that comes from you is palpable. All Robin talks about is the Barbie movie.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to come out.
Now, the Barbie movie, got a fun fact for you.
I love that movie.
The set used so much pink that it created a global pink shortage.
Oh, mate, stop. You're doing a spoiler for me.
So the director...
Spoiler alert.
...wanted to create authentic artificiality.
Authentic artificiality?
Yeah.
Well, that's a juxtaposition.
Instead of having CGI, she wanted everything painted with pink paint. And what it's done is created a global pink shortage.
Like your bedroom.
Exactly. I couldn't get any for my bedroom, and it was... very, very distressful. Now, the Barbie movie isn't the first film to create a shortage of things, right? There's other movies in the past that have created shortages.
Yeah.
So, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That created a shortage of pulp.
Oh, mate!
That was the...
Stop it!
If you wanted your orange juice with bits, you couldn't get it.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Wow.
There was The Shining.
The Shining, yeah.
Shortages of torches.
Oh, torches. All right, okay. Mm. This is pathetic.
And then,
don't blame you listening if you tune away right now.
There was the Joker movie.
The Joker
movie.
Which
was a massive shortage of me.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows. High
FM. Hello.
Johnny Depp, he's been forced to postpone a whole load of upcoming tour dates.
Why?
Well, he's injured his ankle.
Oh, Robin. Poor Johnny Depp.
There he was, walking around his house when he slipped on something suspicious. First the bedroom, now the hallway. It's left everywhere, isn't it?
No!
Wake up. Is Robin and Johnny in the morning on High FM.
Apparently, in the modern Maya society in Mexico, Maya, the Mayans, you've heard
the
of the
Mayans,
the ancient Mayans.
Yeah, the Mayans.
Well, there's a modern Maya society.
Oh?
So the Mayans were like Central America, Guatemala, into Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, around that area. Kids voluntarily do chores.
Oh?
The key, they say, is bringing kids in on chores at a very early age.
As a baby.
I will do the washing up.
Sweeping the floor.
Always doing chores with the kids, helping or watching, and empowering them to join in.
Oh.
And playing off the kids' desire deep down to be helpful.
Trickery then, isn't it? It's trickery.
So how can you do that with your kids who... maybe don't sound like they'd be into all of that if you sort of hit them with it. Here are two tips from the Mayans, right? The Maya society. Don't do chores while the kids play. Make the chores a team effort, even if it slows you down.
Okay.
Think of it as a family bonding experience.
Oh, beautiful.
And lastly, number two, let your child help, even if they're not helpful.
Right.
Yes, you'd probably get that chore done even quicker without the help from your child. But the Mayans always encourage their kids to help, find something the kids can do, and never force them to join in.
Mm.
Now, the Mayans may not have predicted the apocalypse, but I'm pretty sure if I saw this happening in my house, I'd think the end of times was definitely near.
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM Morning Show. Banks and Borrows. They might sound like a cool crime-fighting duo from the 1980s, but they're not. They're really not.
Robin, I had a standoff this morning.
Standoff.
Confrontation.
Right.
So we are based at Muscat Granmore.
That's where we are.
That's where High FM is.
Yeah.
And I'm going into the little ramp into the car park.
So you're still in your car?
I'm still in my car.
Right, okay.
Right, I'm driving my car. And
which little, ramp?
What it's ramp? Not a ramp. Like the little road when you pull right into the car park, right?
It's not a ramp.
There's a very slight incline.
It's a very slight incline. Right. The road goes up a little bit. It's hardly a ramp.
It's at this point that I have a confrontation.
What happened? Was it a pigeon?
It's a little bird.
Okay.
It's smaller than the pigeon.
Right.
And it's just stood there.
You see, we have an agreement with little birds.
Do we?
Yeah.
What's that?
That we ignore their pooping and stuff.
Right.
And they get out of our way.
Well,
that's the agreement we have.
This little bird hadn't heard the agreement.
Right.
Because it just stood there and I inched closer to it and
it sort of stopped.
No, it was alive.
It was alive.
It was pecking the floor. And it stopped and looks at me.
Oh, right.
What do you want?
It hasn't heard about the agreement.
So I continue to... It's going to fly away.
Well, of course,
right?
Yeah.
I'm about 500 times bigger than this bird.
What, you see, what I don't like is when you have this in your head thinking the bird's going to fly away.
Right.
And you inch forward, right? But you get to that point...
About where the overlap of the...
And then you can't see it.
Yeah.
You can't see it because of the front of your car.
Mm.
And then you don't know. You're looking left and right.
Nah.
You're not seeing it fly away.
I'm over it at this point.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm thinking,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to reverse because what if it's what if it's waddled towards my wheel?
Waddled.
So at this point, I think the only safe thing I can do is just to drive.
Is turn around and go back home. Sorry, can't come in today. Sorry, Ehab. Laters.
I drove over it.
You drove over it?
I drove over it. I looked behind me and it was fine. It was still alive, so I must have driven over it.
You see, the bird, right? The bird has got the same attitude that you have towards work. Doesn't care. There's work there to be done. Doesn't care about it. Wake
up! This is Robin and Johnny. Robin and Johnny.
Get up!
Turn it up!
On High FM.
Hey!
Elon Musk's brain implants. Do you remember them?
They've got approval now, don't they?
They've just been approved.
Yes.
Now, before you stick one in your head, remember his cars combust and his rockets explode. All right? Just remember that.
I think it'll be fine.
Perfect sound effect for that bit.
When I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Let's go!
You know when you're scrolling through like Instagram videos of stuff?
I'm doing that right now.
And you see...
I'm not even listening to you.
A video of someone dropping their phone.
Okay.
From like a big height.
I don't watch those anymore.
Or like through the holes of a bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Falls into the sea.
I know exactly what you're talking
those
about.
Those videos fill me with anxiety.
I used to watch them, but I don't watch them anymore. It's always the same.
I can't turn away.
Can
it's
you
like
not?
When you pass a car crash, you can't
you
stop.
You just got to rubberneck.
Are you
rubbernecking those videos?
A food inspector in India.
What's this got to do with phones going over bridges?
He dropped his smartphone.
Oh my God. Oh, I read this.
Into a dam.
He was a government official.
Yeah, while taking a selfie.
Yeah.
So he first asked some divers.
The government paid for this.
To search for his phone.
They couldn't find it.
He did so by claiming it contained sensitive government data.
Then what happened, Johnny, when they couldn't find it?
He asked them to empty the reservoir
using pumps.
Wow! Over 3 days, more than 2 million litres of water...
It's just crazy.
...were pumped out of this reservoir.
This was enough to irrigate, like, thousands and thousands of farms.
So he could get his old rubbish smartphone.
Do you know what the kicker to this story is, right?
Mm.
He got his phone out.
Yeah.
He went to switch it on.
Yeah, it didn't work, did
didn't
it?
Didn't work!
Didn't work. He should have popped in a bag of rice.
He should have done that, shouldn't he?
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
In the morning.
Good morning. Oh, that reminds me. Have you emptied the garbage recently?
Oh, well, I just need to... Oh, no, yeah, no. I thought I dialed the wrong number there when you went, oh. I'm dialing a number.
I think I know who this is.
Do you?
Yes. I think you're phoning IFM's Rachel Chu.
It just went off then.
Did
I don't know why it did that. High FM's Rachel Chu. Why would you think I'd be calling High FM's Rachel Chu?
Because over the weekend, she has been driving the all-new MG1.
Yes.
And she's been doing videos up on our socials at High FM Radio. You can go and check them out.
Yeah,
she's getting very excited.
Good morning.
Oh, girl.
Oh, you've answered, Rachel.
What?
She's answered. Okay, that's good. No, that's brilliant. I was just checking.
I know.
Why?
I just... You thought I would have crushed the new empty world.
Yeah. So I'm just checking that you're still there. Still,
I'm in one
still
piece.
With us.
The car is in one piece. And you know the reason why?
Why?
Because it had all these sensors on. I think it's actually impossible to bash that car.
I saw...
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
One of your videos, right? I saw one of your videos where she was going crazy about she could get down a little street.
The lane was so small.
See? I'm sure MG will be really pleased with the review of, I don't know, the sunroof, the LED lights, and how you couldn't get it started.
I particularly like the fact that you couldn't get it started. I think that's genius.
I think MG will hear the audio of that and go, yeah. Why do we even bother? There's a lot more features on that car, and she's just raving about... She's hanging out the sunroof, Johnny.
Yeah.
Look, you know, if they wanted an expert, they could have got an expert, but they've gone for an amateur, so you've got to give it as it is.
All right, listen, I'm really pleased that you're alive.
Thank
but
you.
Mind you, you've got to drop the car back today.
Yes, bad time.
I think that this is a great sell for the car.
I do too.
Because if even High FM's Rachel Chu can survive a few days with the car... Then imagine the possibilities for you.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Hopefully see you in the office a bit later on.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Good up.
This is the very worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
High FM, it's Robin and Johnny. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
71% of working adults think it's very rude. Rude!
To listen to Robin and Johnny in the morning?
No, that's higher.
Right.
To come into work... Yeah. When you're sick.
Oh.
Right? Not myself and Johnny, though.
No.
Because we've always been taught and we truly believe it's very rude not to share.
Come on. Get up. Just come on. Get up. Just get up.
Robin and Johnny. The only way to wake up. This is High FM. Mm.
This might be the most petty but brilliant way you could get back at somebody. There's a woman in the UK and she's going viral after she caught her boyfriend cheating and got back at him by hiding smelly food in his apartment.
Yeah.
And there's a video where she opens up the curtain rods above one of his windows and stuffs a bunch of shrimp in there. And she says...
Amazing.
His place smelled for months.
Yeah.
And he obviously couldn't figure out why.
Right.
Okay? And her video inspired other people to tell their own revenge stories in the comments.
That's incredible.
There's one here. Someone removed a back panel from their ex's TV and put crab meat in it. It's the same like smelling the place out. You know that liquid that comes in jars of minced garlic?
Yes.
Somebody dumped that into a guy's shoes. Like all of them. That's terrible.
I know somebody who once put milk in a spray bottle.
Oh, I know
thing,
them. Yeah, yeah.
And then she sprayed it all over his carpet.
Oh, wow.
To stain the whole thing.
Yeah, and that would smell, obviously,
it would smell,
with
the
milk. And I can tell you now, Johnny's ex once brushed his toilet with his toothbrush. and then put it back. Obviously, the toilet needed to be replaced.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
In the morning.
Ah! Wake me up. Wake me up.
This is High FM.
One, two, ow!
You know how hard it is if you're on a first date with somebody and you like them, but you're struggling for things to say?
Oh.
And you get like a mental block.
And then you start thinking about the fact that you haven't said anything for a bit, which makes you think more, and then you don't say anything.
And you get all sweaty like that.
What a... No, I don't sweat.
I know another person who doesn't sweat. There's a student at Stanford, and he's been posting videos after he and some friends used ChatGPT to make AI-powered glasses that help you have conversations.
Oh, wow.
Now, you can use them at parties or even on dates, right? This is amazing. The prototype that he's made is very, very basic, and it wouldn't fool anybody yet. It's basically a pair of glasses with a really thick monocle stuck to one lens, but it uses a speech recognition recognition program that actually listens to what the other person says.
Yeah.
And then it generates replies for you to read and displays them right in front of your eyeball.
Okay.
Right? So if you're really bad at the old chit-chat, it does it for you.
But the thing is, though, you're going to be on a date wearing this weird monocle.
Basically,
And then every time that person says something to you, you'll be like, oh, really, that's interesting.
There's a gap of 10 seconds.
Oh, and then you respond.
They fed it details about their friends' personal lives, so it'd be able to have things to ask about. Mm. But eventually, though, remember, this is a prototype so far. Eventually, it could look people up on social media to find out stuff, right? Mm. The current version is not fast enough. There's a really long pause before the text pops up.
Yeah.
But once it works in real time and isn't really obvious, a lot of people might use it. And here's a feature everybody will want. It also recognizes faces and tells you what the person's name is when they walk up to you.
Oh.
How cool would that
be? That's amazing.
So this is a perfect way to fix your social anxiety. Just have your own personal teleprompter tell you what to say. Get on up, forget.
Robin Dix, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show. Hey, don't blame me.
High FM, the Fast and Furious franchise has grossed how much, do you think?
Oh.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, 50 million.
7 billion. 7 billion, right. 7 billion.
That's a lot.
My favourite one is the one where Vin Diesel drives really fast, grunting, and he talks about his family. What's yours?
Same one.
Funny that, isn't it?
It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
Have you ever had this fantasy? Stop it.
Oh. Stop it.
You are in the right place at the right time and you stop an armed robbery with your superior wit.
With my superior wit?
Yes.
So there's an armed robbery taking place.
But you keep cool and calm.
And tell him a gag.
Could be.
Oh, did you hear the one about?
I would imagine that I'm in a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah, put
my best Landowner accent on.
Yeah, right.
What do you think you're doing now? Get out of here before I slap you.
Or you could pretend you're in Snatch.
I want to tell you about a real life hero.
Great.
So a couple of armed criminals, they went into a jewellery shop a few days ago.
Now,
an employee who was on a break saw the security video of what was happening and decided to sort of slip out the back to call the police.
Okay.
However, he noticed that the criminal's car was just sat there with the engine running.
Oh, no.
So the employee decided to get in the car and drive it around the corner out of sight.
That's a good gag.
So when the thieves left, they were like, they were just wandering about looking for their car when the police turned up. It's the worst feeling in the world, isn't it? When you're wandering around looking for your car. A bit like when you go to Mall of Oman.
That's just you.
They have those machines.
They should have used that.
Outstanding. Remarkable. Amazing. Are some words that describe a radio show somewhere. But not this one.
Wake up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
It feels like every month there is a new study that tells you how much sleep you should be getting.
26 minutes of a snooze. Oh, no, that's just a snooze.
That's a snooze. That's a snooze. About a night's sleep. The only constant is that you're probably not getting enough.
Yeah.
They're now saying between 7 and 9.
Well, that's 8 hours. So it's always been 8 hours.
Between 7 and 9. So you can get 7 hours sleep, you can get 9 hours sleep, you can get 8 hours sleep, you can get any of those three.
I think you're just trying to get out of a hole now. Because
more than
8 hours.
One third sleep, less than the recommended 7 to 9 hours.
That's me. I'm in that.
But sleep can be rebooted in just 3 days, according to the experts.
It's called the weekend.
So here's what they do.
Right.
First off, Thursday night, don't stay up late. Get to bed by 11 p.m.
That is late!
No.
That's really late.
It's not really that
late. That's late, mate. Yeah.
And set your alarm for 10 to 11 hours time from then. And of course, because you don't have any distractions in life or stresses, you will sleep
right through till 10 a.m.
And you'll get yourself 11 hours sleep.
So that is basically catching up on sleep.
So once up, start the weekend with water. To help keep your metabolism going. Eat vegetables.
Shut up. Not at the weekend.
It will help you sleep better that following night. Now, Friday night, head to sleep at 11 p.m.
That's also late.
Get up at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Right.
Gives you 9 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Limit your caffeine to just one cup a day.
That's just rubbish.
Don't drink coffee after 2 p.m.
It's not going to happen, mate.
As it will impact your sleep. Make a meal plan Saturday night for the rest of the week.
Oh, God. You are living in cloud cuckoo land.
As it will help preserve brain power. Now, go to sleep at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Wake up at 6 a.m. on Sunday. That's 7 hours, part of your recommended hours sleep.
That's probably more sleep than you get.
Do this every day for the rest of the week and you will reset your body clock.
Mate, I have completely zoned out. I don't even know what you said.
Or just order a pizza and put on Netflix.
That's exactly what I was getting to.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
A guy skateboarded across America.
Yes.
In 57 days.
Right.
He completed that, right? Skateboarded.
57.
Across the US in 57 days. That's pretty good, isn't it? When I want to escape my family, I just come here.
This is my station.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
In the morning.
On High FM.
If you have ever been into this studio with Robin and myself,
it smells.
You will know.
And it's really cold.
That we both need help reducing our greenhouse gas emissions.
Oh, my sweet Lord. Especially from your side at about 10 past seven.
Yeah.
Weird that it's always around 10 past seven.
It's my first few sips of coffee.
Is that the air conditioning again?
Now, even worse than myself and Robin are cows.
Cows
are massive emitters of greenhouse gases.
Okay.
So we need to start moving away
from
cow's milk.
Oh, okay.
Right. But what's the best alternative? Because some
don't say almond milk.
Some of the alternatives are quite bad.
Yeah.
Because rice milk was shown to have really bad emissions. I'm afraid
almond milk
is the best type of milk.
Is it? He's arguing with you. Oh, she's arguing with you.
The only difficulty I find with almond milk is it's really fiddly.
It's fiddly.
You know, you get the stool underneath it and you've got get a pail of it as well. It takes ages. If you'd like to make a complaint about this feature you've just heard, please don't.
At its lowest, Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show.
Are you fine?
Good, thanks. Robin has a dog.
Yes, I do.
It's a German Shepherd.
Yes.
Called Dougal.
Dougal. Dougal's my rescue German Shepherd, actually, is rescued him, I think, about 4 months ago.
Do you hug Dougal?
Well, I know that dogs don't like hugs. I know that, and I tell people that, and I tell people dogs communicate in a different way.
Right.
So when your human affection of hugging and kissing your dog, you know, dogs don't like that. Dogs actually do hug you when they come up to you and they push their backside into you. That is a dog's version.
Is that a dog's hug, is it?
Of hugging, yeah.
Oh, I think it might be something else they're looking for there.
No, that's just your mind.
They're saying that you should never hug a dog. This is what you're saying.
Don't hug a dog.
It has the opposite effect from what you intend it to do.
That's exactly right.
It can trigger stress and cause the dog to become aggressive.
Yep, that's right.
As the dog's primary defence is to just run away.
Just run away.
I want to get out of here.
It doesn't like it.
In most cases, the dog tries to communicate their discomfort by barking or growling.
Or, you know, it's not just barking or growling, Johnny. There is a lot of other dog communication and the way that dogs communicate.
Mm.
If they put their ears back. And sometimes you can tell by looking at a dog's face that they're not happy. Or another one that people don't know about is when dogs lick their lips. So that's a sign. That's a stress sign.
Is it?
And also when dogs yawn, they'll do like a fake yawn. That's also a little stress sign from your dog. You've learned a little bit this morning, haven't you, Johnny?
I have. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
I don't know who did this bit, you or me.
And now, more dog thoughts.
Oh,
dog thoughts.
I think I'll lie down. They circle.
Yeah.
Circle.
Yeah.
tail fluff and down.
There you go.
And that was more dog thoughts.
That's what they do.
Robin and Johnny in the morning. In the morning. The only way to wake up.
Hi, FM.
Robin.
Yes.
I went fishing yesterday.
Did you go fishing yesterday?
Went. You will not believe what happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you about it in a few minutes.
No, shut up.
That's what they call a hook. No.
Hang on. Can I just ask? You're not going to tell me about
no,
it in a few minutes.
No, I'm
a joke.
Kidding.
Right.
Oh, I don't have God. A story about fishing. I was teasing you, Robin.
Yeah?
Because it's International Teasing Day. Or is it? You'll find out next. Also,
he did a hook and tease.
Also, it's Carers Week.
Carers Week.
Yeah, a week to celebrate you listening because really, you are our carers.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
When the morning comes.
If this were a dating app, you'd swipe left.
I have a new term for you.
A new term?
A new term.
Okay.
Gen Z.
Gen Z, right. Yeah. They've just become adults. They're becoming adults, yeah, aren't they, yeah. Gen Z?
They're the ones who are born between 97 and 2013.
Okay.
They're sort of the newest adults.
Yeah.
Their new favourite term is something called bed rotting.
Bed rotting.
Which is, I think you do this.
Is this where you lay in bed all day
yes.
and do nothing?
Yes. You stay in bed all day yeah. and relax.
Yeah.
And there's not much more to it than that.
Oh, sounds great.
And there aren't many rules either.
Right.
You can sleep if you want to, you yeah. can eat, you can watch TV,
magical.
Or you can just stare at the ceiling.
Oh.
The only rule is,
yeah.
there is one rule.
What's that?
You're not allowed to feel guilty about it.
Ah. Oh.
The terms bed rotting and
yeah.
bed rot have been trending online, even. And it's appealing to young people for a few reasons. Number one, it doesn't cost anything.
No.
Number two, it's an easy topic to make a social media video about.
And what, here's me in bed?
In bed rotting.
Doing
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And number three,
yeah.
if you live at home or
yeah.
if you've got roommates,
oh.
you're probably spending a lot of your time in your room anyway.
Yes.
And I think Gen Z's obsession with self-care, mate, it's gone far enough now, hasn't it? It's gone far enough. Maybe the next trend should be to actually get up and actually go and do something.
No, don't be silly.
I've been bed rotting every weekend for years. But years ago, we used to just call it being lazy.
I'm bed rotting right now. I'm sat in my bed.
We're doing the show from our homes. And you don't even know.
Wake me up. It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.
Why are you standing up for this
oh, I
bit?
Don't know. I haven't stood down. sat down. That's
yeah.
the. That's
you haven't
the term.
Sat down.
Do you like theme parks?
It depends. It depends on the weather. It depends on how
let's
many people
say,
are there.
Let's say it's a nice temperature.
Yeah. Well, then yes.
Right.
But then, is it a packed theme park? I went to a packed theme park. I think last year in Dubai.
Yeah.
At one of the water parks. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And the lockers were out of use
oh.
as well. So we couldn't dump our stuff in the locker.
Okay.
So we had to haul it around everywhere. It was, I hated it.
What about roller coasters? Do you like roller coasters? Do you like scary roller coasters?
Okay, I think I'm a little bit too old for roller coasters now. They really,
really
do me in.
Do they?
I feel like I've had food poisoning when I come off.
Do you think they need like an age limit?
Do you know, here's a fact about a roller coaster, right? I was in a theme park. It wasn't the last year's bad experience. And there was no one there. So myself and Annie, my daughter, went on this roller coaster.
Yeah.
And there was no queue and she wanted to go back on it again. So we said to the guy, can we just stay on it? Because
yeah.
there's no queue. And he went, no. And I said, why not? Do you know why?
Is it because you, like the G-force needs, you need time to
yes.
recover?
He said, you need the time to recover
okay.
your equilibrium
yeah.
and your head, basically.
Oh.
Now, whether that's true or not...
I think he just looked at you and I don't want you to
I
go
don't,
on
I, No, I don't want you to do this. And I think in some management meeting, he was told, look, just say this.
I've thought of an idea
right.
for a roller coaster.
Okay, what's the right. idea? Is it the Robin and Johnny in the Morning roller coaster? It'd just be constantly down.
It's the emotional roller coaster. All it's got is a ride that makes you feel in turn exhilarated, bored, happy, sad, secure, scared, fulfilled, and empty.
I've got a ride like that.
Yeah.
It's called marriage.
Here we go. Want to hear Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows at the weekend? No? Oops. Sorry about this.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
You gotta get up.
Megan Thee Stallion is the latest musician to announce that she's taking a break.
Is she?
She's taking a break. She says, and I quote, "Fans can expect new music when I'm in a better place."
I mean, she's worked hard. She's released a whole, like, two songs.
"Right now, I'm focused on healing."
Yeah.
"And that healing includes exercising, watching TV, and spending time with her dogs." She says, and I quote, "The music and entertainment industry can be a grind. So it's important to take time off and avoid burning out. Life is all about balance. Either, Johnny, they don't make rock stars like they used to, or today's artists are just way more in tune with their mental health."
Procrastinate through your weekend with the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
I don't think you've ever done this before.
Been in the studio when you've done a good bit. Is that it? Is that right? Because I've never done that.
No. You're looking to go away somewhere on holiday, but you're thinking of doing it on a budget.
Well, you've definitely never done that.
You'll be looking at home stays. I'm a man of the people.
First class!
Don't put me with the commoners!
What do you mean, a bus to Dubai? What do you mean?
I'm flying!
Don't you know who I was?
You're looking at going somewhere, let's say London, on a budget.
London on a budget.
Right. You're looking at homestays. You want to stay in a homestay. So you're not going to stay in a hotel. You're going to stay a little bit out of the city in a homestay.
Are you talking like an Airbnb?
Yeah.
Okay,
That is what 20 people in the last month have done.
Okay.
When they visited Karen's home in East London.
Right, okay.
The only problem is...
What's the problem?
Her house isn't a homestay. It's just her house.
it's her house.
So this is becoming an increasing problem on sites like Booking.com.
Right.
Where people set up scams.
Oh,
so they take people's money and they put up a random location somewhere.
Right. And then these people
arrive
at this poor Karen's house.
Yeah, people turn up.
Wow.
Ring on the doorbell.
Right.
Karen opens the door in her dressing gown.
What's going on
here?
What
are you doing?
I'm here to stay. Johnny, that explains it.
What?
That explains it.
What does?
You know that man who's outside your house, when you open the door, he's there.
Yeah.
And he's tried to walk in once.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going
on.
He's
booked it.
Robin and Johnny aren't actually here, but here's some of their worst bits.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
You know when you get introduced to somebody, a stranger, by a friend of yours, and then let's say the friend of yours goes, "Oh, Johnny, just chat to so-and-so, I have to go over here."
Yeah.
And then you're left with this new person.
With a stranger.
You're left with them, right?
That happened to me where my sister's wedding... My brother-in-law, his cousin...
I can't keep up.
...is just... one part of the Chemical Brothers. right?
Wow.
And he goes, "Johnny, this is so-and-so from the Chemical Brothers."
Yeah.
"You're a radio DJ. You'll get along."
Oh, right, okay.
"See you later."
Okay.
And then I went...
What did you talk about, out of interest?
I said, "I like your music."
"I like your music." I really do.
I have nothing to say to him.
So let's just say this person is not a member of the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So it's just
a random dude.
Some random. What do you talk about when you're left with them?
I have no idea. Probably the weather.
The weather!
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
It is pretty lame, but it's a very good go-to topic because everybody's affected by it, right?
What about that weather, eh?
And everybody has an opinion. Even so, this seems really excessive. The average person spends 49 hours a year talking about the weather.
No.
49 hours. Now, over the course of a lifetime, that works out to nearly 6 months, Johnny. 6 months.
6 months of just being in a room talking about weather.
58% of people say the weather is the very first thing they talk about when they meet somebody new.
Wow.
Unless, of course, you're Johnny Borrows, because then the weather comes in a distant 17th behind every girl he's ever seen. Ehab, diving, all those randoms that have slid into his DMs. The cleaner.
This is Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows. Sorry about that. What's that sound?
It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
Then I wake up.
I've not mentioned this in a while, but you might remember that I am doing Invisalign on my teeth.
Oh, yeah. You've been doing that for basically a year now.
Over a year now I've been doing
it. Wow. I remember when you first started, you used to forget to take your braces out.
Yeah.
So your first links of a morning would be, hello. And the weird thing is, you could hear yourself through your headphones, and I'm going, Johnny, you need to take your braces out.
Then I took them out and I'd go. So Invisalign, if you don't know them, it's like an alternative to braces.
Hang on, it straightens
your teeth.
This isn't a plug, is it?
No.
Is this a blatant plug because you got your Invisalign for free?
I'd like to thank Invisalign for my lovely smile.
Ding!
I just was thinking, because obviously my teeth are straighter now.
Yeah.
Why do people who appear in adverts for teeth straightening, why do they smile so much?
Well, because they've got straight teeth.
Well, with the amount that you're spending on dental work, I can assure you this.
Yeah.
I might have straight teeth now, but I have nothing to smile about.
That's just you. And that's the reason why you're not on those adverts.
1-2-1-2, yeah. Hey.
The worst of the High FM morning show. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Waking every
morning. Has this ever happened to you? You have a nightmare about your husband or wife.
Yeah.
Maybe they're cheating on you.
Right.
They lost the dog. Whatever, right?
They lost the dog.
Then you wake up and you're in a bad mood.
Angry with your partner.
And you're angry with them. And you expect an apology even though nothing actually happened.
Right.
So I'm reading this thing yesterday, right? These kind of nightmares actually do cause real problems and fights the next day.
Yeah.
This has happened to me. It's happened to me.
You cheated on me in my dream.
People's activity changes as a function of the dream they had the night before. Specifically, Johnny, in the realm of close relationships.
Yeah.
You see, when somebody has a dream where they're jealous, they were more likely to report an argument the next day. Okay?
Okay.
When somebody had a dream about cheating, they felt less intimate and loving the next day. Now, there are two theories on why this happens.
Okay.
So listen carefully to this because you're going to need it, all right?
Okay, yeah.
One, your dreams are a sign of a deep-seated lack of trust and just push it to the surface a little more. And now the second one.
Okay.
And this is the one I need you to remember.
Okay, for me, right.
Your brain is just testing you to make sure your relationship is stable, strong, and what you really want.
Okay.
So you go with that one.
Okay.
You go with that one if you get blamed for cheating on somebody in somebody's dream. And you can secretly thank myself and Johnny for arming you with it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Just two men trying to do radio.
Trying.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Wake up.